pretty literal translation there. As to the, you know, athletic ability of people and if there's like professional leagues and stuff, I have no idea. If there's going to be overhead cameras.
I didn't know if there were, if it was going to be like a tournament bracket or a round robin or...
Well, you know, I'm sure lots of people in the audience tonight have the same question. So I encourage people to go. I might have to check it out. Yes. Yeah. So Clinton Street, February 12th from 7 to 10 p.m.
Cool. Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
All right. So what else do we have going on? Any events coming up that KBOO's involved with?
Yeah, we've got the 9th Annual Youth Summit that addresses the need to train, encourage, and celebrate our young people. And the founder of the Youth Summit, Imani Muhammad, is going to call in. I'm not sure if she's on the phone yet, but if she isn't, I would love to tell you guys all about the Youth Summit. It's been going on for 9 years. I've been part of it pretty consistently, and it's a great event.
Yeah, it looks like we're still waiting to patch her through. So why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit while we're waiting?
Okay, well, in the months post-Ferguson, which is basically right now, we know the country is really up in arms. A lot of young people all across America are in the streets and organizing and galvanizing their leadership. And the theme is, if not you, then who? Be the change. That's the theme of the 9th Annual Youth Summit, and it provides mentorship, encouragement, training opportunities for young people and adults of all ethnicities in the Portland area to cultivate their budding relationships and organizational skills. So,
all right. Well, it sounds like we have somebody on the line. Can you put that caller through? Oh, wait, in just another minute.
Okay. The summit. The summit also showcases youth talent with prizes that reward them for having the courage to perform. So usually what it'll be is the first night of the summit, there will be a talent showcase. So there's going to be the talent showcase. There's going to be young people from around the city performing. Talilo, Black Butterfly, some other artists. I'll be performing a little bit. And then there's also going to be workshops that happen that kind of examine some of the conditions that we're facing and what we can do about them and improve those conditions in our communities. There's no other opportunity like it in the Pacific Northwest. And youth organized and united to help is what it's an acronym. That's what the youth stands for in Youth Summit. And it's going to be February 6th and 7th. So that's this Friday and Saturday at the Blazers Boys and Girls Club, 5250 Northeast MLK Boulevard, Portland, Oregon. The Youth Talent Showcase is going to be at 6:30 p.m. and summit registration is February 7th and starts at 11 a.m. Workshops begin at 12 p.m. and you can register at www.portlandyouthsummit.org.
And this is going to be in partnership with the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Portland?
That's right. So Imani is kind of the lead coordinator over there, and she's been organizing the summit. We've had it at PSU in years past, but the past 2 years it's been at the Boys and Girls Club over there on 5250 Northeast MLK. So in partnership with the Boys and Girls Club, the whole Portland metropolitan area is welcome. And we're also going to be providing an occasion for parents to celebrate their Black children, whether biological, adopted, or foster, as a counter narrative to the reality of Black life in Portland and around the country is often devalued. So there's going to be an event called My Black Sons and Daughters Are Worthy. And this project is organized by the creative revolutionist S. Renee Mitchell, and it will offer the community an empowering community-based art performance using music and movement, song and poetry written by Portland parents, all intended to express love for their children. So people who have Black children, African-American children, children that are mixed race, they're going to be coming together and expressing their love for their children and valuing their lives. The Regional Arts and Culture Council funds the celebratory project.
Are there particular artists that the event will be highlighting?
Yeah, Talilo Marfil, young hip hop artist who's done a lot of youth workshops and a lot of really good conscious hip hop in the town, is going to be down there, as well as Black Butterfly, poets, spoken word artists, myself, and then DJ Grimrock from Universal Zulu Nation, 45th Parallel, the local chapter, is going to be spending that night. So make sure you come out. It'll be good music on Friday night. And then, like I said, the workshops begin at noon on Saturday the 7th. The summit's keynote speaker is going to be Salih Muhammad, a 22-year-old graduate of the University of California, Berkeley, and executive director of the African Black Coalition, a statewide collective of black student unions that seeks to organize, mobilize, and empower black students, staff, faculty, and alumni. For most of Salih's life, he's been critically engaged in a number of organizations, struggles, and movements that attempt to evaluate the condition of humanity and young people across the United States. So I think, again, in this summit, we really value the contribution, the input, the achievement, and the consciousness of young people. So for the keynote speaker, Salih Muhammad, you know, he's 22 years old. So we'll get to hear from young people who are also active in their communities locally and nationally.
And he founded the Youth Summit in 2007. Is that right?
Actually, that was Imani Muhammad who founded it in the wake of a young brother who got killed on the street. Devontae Lightfoot, she felt the need to organize in the community and engage young people in issues of survival and you know, encourage young people to be active in our communities, in their communities, and you know, really be accountable for their own circumstances as best they can.
And all this kind of rotates around the five elements of hip-hop, is that right? Can you remind us what those are?
Well, there's breakdancing, or b-boying, b-girling, as people like to call it. There's DJing, so spinning the records on the ones and twos, turntablism, keeping the party rocking. There's graffiti, which is the art, the visual aspect. And there's emceeing. Some people would even say there's a fifth element. MCing would be mastering the ceremonies, rapping, rocking the mic, rhyming, spitting, being a lyricist. And some people say there's a fifth element of knowledge of self or entrepreneurialism. It just varies whoever you talk to. So hip-hop culture has definitely been underpinning of the Youth Summit.
Why don't we just go ahead and repeat the time and date for listeners in case they didn't get it the first time around?
So the 9th Annual Portland Youth Summit, it's going to be February 6th and 7th, 2015. That's this weekend at the Blazers Boys and Girls Club, 5250 Northeast MLK Boulevard. And it's going to be, there's going to be a youth talent showcase February 6th at 6:30 p.m. and summit registration. February 7th, Saturday, registration starts at 11 a.m. Workshops begin at 12 p.m. And you can register online at www.portlandyouthsummit.org. I'll just say a little bit more. Muhammad founded the first Youth Summit in 2007, like I said, in response to the Northeast Portland shooting death of 14-year-old Devontae Lightfoot, a Benson High School student and one of Muhammad's former students. So the summit provides an atmosphere for youth and adults to experience a high level of reasoning and edutainment while also, you know, exploring hip-hop culture. So I'm really looking forward to it. I'm going to be down there, and I hope to see people. And also remember, this is the first day of our winter membership drive. So I want to encourage people to donate. We've got a goal of 85,000. Pick up your phone, 877-500-KBOO, and you can donate online at kboo.fm.
Well, thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Aaron.
And speaking of which, we still have Jamila and Amy ready to talk a little bit more about how you can support KBOO. We're going to go to them now.
Absolutely. We want to open this up by thanking Aaron from Newburgh and Jim from Milwaukee who donated in person. So we want to thank you, and we want to thank you who are going to call in and dial 1-877 or 877-500-5266. We are pretty close to getting to our $300 goal, and you can help us make that. If you do $10 a month, what is that, $120? $10 a month. That's actually something I do because I think KBOO is an important resource. I'm not just volunteering my time, but I'm also contributing and sustaining to this station. So you can help us do that right now, 877-500-5266, and online at kboo.fm. We have 6 minutes to go, 5.5 minutes to go. You can help us close out this hour, $300.
Yeah, and the question is, if not you, who? I mean, just like the Youth Summit, but if it's not you contributing and keeping KBOO on the air, who's going to do it? That's why we need you to pick up the phone and dial 877-500-5266. Maybe you tune in to KBOO every single day. Think about the other things that you do every single day, different things that you put your money towards purchasing. Maybe there's a value you could place on KBOO. Maybe once you've got that value in your mind, just give us a call at 877-500-5266. Maybe just that value that you thought about for the one day, pledge that each month, or maybe add it all up and then pledge that for 30 days for each month.
And we had Mike Crenshaw here. He is one of the station co-managers. How often do you hear a station co-manager come and talk about community events? Usually when you hear a manager of a station, it's just about the bottom line. This is about community. This is about going out and being the face of the station, which represents you, and you represent us. It is reciprocal. So dial those numbers, 877-500-5266. And of course, when you call those numbers, you will have a chance to get a show from Mike Crenshaw. Mike Crenshaw and Jana Crenshaw will come to your house and have a concert for you as a gift. And not only that, not only will you have the concert, but you will have a four-course Northwest Mexican fusion dinner cooked by the other co-manager, Monica Beamer. These are the gifts that we are presenting to you as a thank you for contributing and sustaining this community radio station.
Mm-hmm. And it's a sweepstakes, so even if you're not contributing, when you give us a call right now, you'd be entered into that amazing raffle. I'm sure just listening to Mike's voice, you can just, maybe you've heard some of his music, mm-hmm. maybe you haven't, but you can just imagine how amazing it is. And I'm sure you want to have that coming at you in your home. So pick up your phone, dial 877-500-5266, and make a contribution that supports KBOO, keeps us on the air. We've only got 8 staff members, actually, which is pretty low. And that's part of how we keep our expenses so low, because we have over 500 volunteers that put together all of the programming that you hear. We've got basically 5,000 members, and we want you to become one of those members by calling 877-500-5266. We've got 45,000 listeners. So if you think about it, it's less than 10% of those people who are listening to us are calling in and becoming members. And which part of that do you want to be part of? Do you want to be part of the equation that keeps us on the air? I'm sure you do.
Yeah, so it's not just about being a passive listener, but an active member of this community you're taking part of simply by listening. But take that step further. Dial those numbers, 877-500-5266. We have 2 minutes to close out. We have a few dollars to go. Someone giving $10 a month, someone just giving $10. We can help close out that $300 we need for this hour. You can help us make that. Aaron and Jim helped us. You can help us as well. We thank you in this hour. We thank you for this drive. We thank you every single day, because without you, this station wouldn't be 24/7. We are 24/7 around the world because of you.
Mm-hmm. 877-500-5266. You're tuning in online. Just click the tip jar in the top of the corner. So you probably already know what our address is. It's KBOO.FM. And you know that the money you're putting in is going towards something you value, something important, something that's bringing you the news and views you don't hear anywhere else. Actually, even coming up right now, we've got a 2-hour special just after this about the police unions. And I was talking with the other day with the person who's organizing the show, and he showed me like a small manila folder of all the stuff that's on the internet about police unions. So it's a really important show to keep tuning into. Great programming coming during
the membership. We want to maintain union meaning togetherness, not union meaning, well, you know, we hold this power, but togetherness holds that power, and we are together radio. So keep tuning in. Call those numbers, 877-500-5266. KBOO Portland Online.
That's right. You are listening to KBOO Portland. Coming up next, Paul Rowland is going to be hosting a 2-hour special panel discussion about police unions. First, we've got a few important messages for you.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the 9th Annual Youth Summit, February 6th and 7th, at the Blazers Boys and Girls Club. With the theme, If Not You, Then Who? Be the Change. The Youth Summit provides mentorship, encouragement, and training opportunities for young people and adults of all ethnicities in the Portland area to cultivate their budding leadership and organizing skills. The summit also showcases youth talent with prizes for those having the courage to perform. Again, that's the 9th Annual Portland Youth Summit, February 6th and 7th, at the Blazers Boys and Girls Club, 5250 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO would like to thank our community.